The Adventures of Michael Shane, Private Detective. The people who make 76 gasoline and Triton motor oil, Union Oil Company, present The Adventures of Michael Shane, Private Detective, starring Wally Mayer and Kathy Lewis. It was Gilbert and Sullivan who said, quote, "A policeman's lot is not a happy one," end quote. But tonight, just on the stroke of eight, Mike Shane, San Francisco's favorite ferreter of felonies, is seated in his apartment. He looks down on the bay at the masthead lights rising and falling with the swell as Phyllis, his easy-on-the-eyes associate, does things with eggs in the tiny kitchen, a kitchen which hangs like an eyebrow on the forehead of Telegraph Hill.
Yes, Angel?
How's the shoulder?
It's fine. It's pretty good. Why?
Because I think you're using it as an excuse to get me over here every night to fix your dinner.
Well, Angel, some fellows have etchings. I use scrambled eggs.
Uh-huh. Well, from tonight on, if I come over to your apartment, it's to be as a guest. You're going to do cooking.
Oh, Angel.
I mean it. I'm through being a detective by day and a cook at night. All right, come and get it.
Oh, boy. Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, hello, Inspector.
What are you doing?
Well, I was just going to sit down to a plate of scrambled eggs. Why?
I got a body.
You sound like something out of a horror film instead of Inspector of Homicide. What kind of a body?
It's been in the water a week or so. It looks like an accident. Autopsy surgeon seems to think it was an accident. Sergeant here says it was an accident, but...
You think it's murder?
Could be, Mike.
Where are you?
You know where Oleum is? Right on San Pablo Bay?
Yes.
I'll have the police boat pick you up at the jetty.
Oh, swell.
The sergeant will pick you up as fast as he can get there.
Well, give me 2 more seconds.
2 more seconds?
Yes, Inspector. 1 second for each egg.
There she is. Pull alongside.
Are we going aboard that yacht?
Yeah, inspection aboard.
It's a trim-looking craft.
Yeah, about $200,000 worth.
Hi there. Can you make it up the ladder, or do you want a bosun's chair?
Oh, half an hour aboard ship, and he talks like an admiral. We'll use the ladder, Inspector. Oh, what's the matter, Angel?
Can't cook his own dinner because of a bullet wound in the shoulder, but he can climb a ship's ladder.
Well,
Okay, you go first, Mike.
Okay.
Well, kids, you made good time.
Mm-hmm. Sergeant brought us up the bay as if he knew every wave.
He does. Born and raised at San Rafael.
Well, where's the body?
On the engine room hatch.
Mm-hmm. Any wounds?
One blow on the head, which could have been made if he had fallen off the rocks.
Water in the lungs?
Yeah, Phil.
Oh, so he was alive when he hit the water.
Yeah.
Dressed in sailor pants, a reefer jacket, scarf. Shoes don't look like a sailor's. What besides the shoes make you suspect murder, Inspector?
A dead man's hands, Mike. No calluses. And the nails have been manicured.
Mm.
Sailors don't have soft hands and manicured nails.
Well, good work, Inspector, good work. But how come you're aboard this ship? Is the owner aboard?
No, Mike, but we've sent for him. We came aboard because the Bay Patrol found the body near the ship. And because of this. We found this note in the dead man's pocket.
The North Star, owner Nelson Carter.
And this is the North Star?
Yeah, Phil. Autopsy surgeon said the body has been in the water about 10 days.
Oh, it's pretty hard to identify him now. Any missing persons reported?
I don't know. The sergeant checked with the missing persons bureau when he went back to pick you up.
Yes, sir. Nobody reported missing, Inspector.
Say, who's aboard? I noticed the anchor light is trim and clear. No smudge on the glass. Must have been lighted tonight.
That's right, Mike. Captain is aboard, also the quartermaster.
Oh, I don't see any cabin light.
No, Phil, the portholes are covered with heavy green curtains.
Did you question the captain and the quartermaster?
Yeah, Mike. Very noncommittal gents. Said they didn't know the dead man. Never seen her before. Didn't know anything about him, and then they both retired to their cabins.
Well, that's a little suspicious, don't you think?
Not particularly.
Well, most people are inquisitive, Inspector, especially about anything that smells of murder.
Inspector, did you search the ship?
Yeah, they're doing quite a bit of repair work.
Huh?
Placing all the paneling in the stateroom and so on.
Oh, Inspector, did you take a look at the ship's log?
No. After all, Mike, we really haven't anything definite to go on, not even a legitimate reason to suspect murder.
I think we have.
Well, so do I. Otherwise, I wouldn't have sent for you. But to try and tie the murder up with the captain or with the ship, even.
But I do tie it up with the ship, in a way.
What do you mean, Mike?
Point number one. We're agreed that this dead man isn't a sailor because of his hands.
Uh-huh. Agreed.
Point number two, we think that these sailors' clothes aren't his clothes, all except the shoes.
Oh, yes, Mike, but I still don't see how
dead men can change clothes, Angel. Oh. So that suggests violence. Now, take a look at the inside of that right trouser leg.
Mm-hmm.
You see that smear of orangey red?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike.
So what?
Well, that was made by red lead. The stuff they use to keep iron and steel from rusting.
Go on, Mike.
Now, take a look at these stanchions on the port side.
Freshly painted with red lead. I didn't notice that before.
Well, neither did I until right now. But you'll notice, Inspector, that there's no trace of red lead on the inside of either of the dead man's shoes.
I see what you mean. To get that smear on the pants legs, whoever was wearing those pants would be sure to get some on their shoes.
Right, Inspector, if he were wearing them voluntarily. Now, that smear suggests that he was carried. So I give you a suggestion. The murdered man was stripped of his own clothes, then these sailors' clothes were slipped on him, and he was dumped into the bay.
And these sailors' clothes came from this ship?
Yes, Inspector, yes, these clothes are from this ship. And for that reason, I think we should question our four suspects.
Four suspects? I don't get you, Mike. Four suspects?
Yes, yes. The captain, the quartermaster, the owner.
Yeah. And the fourth?
The fourth is the ship's carpenter.
In just a moment, we'll rejoin Mike and Phyllis in their adventures. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the news you've all been waiting for. Post-war gasoline is here. Right now, as we speak these words, Union Oil Company's huge new 100-octane refineries are shifting to civilian production after long months of exclusive military service. That means that within a very few days, you'll be able to buy a new 76 gasoline that will knock your hat off. As fast as this new super gasoline can be blended, our trucks are hurrying it to your Minuteman stations. Some have it already. If your Union Oil Minuteman hasn't received his first shipment of this powerful new gasoline yet, he will within the next 2 weeks. And just as soon as he does, he'll post signs announcing its arrival in his station. Watch for these signs to go up, and then drive in for a real thrill. Your first tank full of the new 76 gasoline. Soon on sale at all Union Oil Minuteman stations. Mike, Phyllis, and the inspector are still aboard the yacht North Star. The dead man's body still lies on the engine room hatch as Mike knocks on the captain's cabin door.
What do you want?
This is the inspector of homicide. I'd like to talk to you again.
Well, I won't say glad to see you because I'm not. I won't say sit down because I'm hoping you won't stay long.
We've sent for the owner, and I thought we could save time by asking you a few questions.
Who are you?
I'm Mike Shane, private detective.
I don't know that I got to answer any of your questions.
Oh, you don't, of course, but I'd like to ask one question anyway.
Well?
Where's your master's certificate?
Why, you wimp...
And don't tell us it's in the chart house because we looked there.
Now, Captain, you may not like to answer Mike's questions, but I think you'd better answer mine. Where is that certificate?
Here in the drawer. I haven't had time to put it up yet. I only took over this ship yesterday.
Oh, only yesterday, huh?
Yes. I answered an ad in the paper. Man wanted a navigator to be captain of his private yacht. I got the job.
What about the crew?
Only need three. I'll pick them up in San Francisco tomorrow.
What about your quartermaster? Is he a new man, too?
Yes, I hired him yesterday.
Ahoy there, North Star! Throw us a line! Here you are, Sergeant!
Who have you got there, Sergeant?
ship's carpenter named Wilkinson.
What about the owner, Carter? Couldn't you find him?
No, he's down in South America. Been there for 3 months.
What's that?
I said the owner of the North Star has been in South America for the past 3 months.
But that's impossible. I spoke to him a couple of days ago when he hired me.
That's what Carter's secretary says, and he ought to know. I brought him along in case you wanted to ask any questions. Mm-hmm.
Who else is that in the police launch?
Well, the woman is Mrs. Carter.
Oh. Has she heard from her husband lately?
No, not for 3 weeks.
Mike.
Yes, Angel. You and I have the same idea.
I'm beginning to have the same feeling, kids. Well, let's have the secretary up first and have him look at the body. What's his name?
Jackson.
Mr. Jackson, will you come up the ladder, please?
I wonder...
Yeah, Mike?
I wonder if the ship's carpenter is one of the old crew or a new man. Did you know
him, Captain? One of the old crew. I didn't hire him.
You want me, Sergeant? Yes. This is Inspector of Homicide.
How do you do?
Mike Shane.
Hello.
Miss Knight.
How do you do?
I wonder if you'd come over this way, Mr. Jackson, to the engine room hatch. Okay, Sergeant.
Oh, why, that's...
Mr. Carter?
Yes, that's Mr. Carter.
Inspector.
Yes, Mike.
I'd like to make a suggestion.
Shoot.
I think we should take the body back to San Francisco.
Yes?
Then we should take everybody, and I mean everybody, to police headquarters.
Sit down, Mr. Ride. You're a carpenter on the North Star.
Yes, sir.
Tell me, how long since you were aboard?
Well, nigh 3 months, sir.
Not since Mr. Carter left. Is that right?
That's right, miss.
Mm-hmm. Now, take a look at this reefer jacket.
Hey, that's mine, sir. I left it in me bunk.
And these pants?
Mine, too. But there wasn't no red lead on them when I laid them on the bunk.
Mm-hmm. Did Mr. Carter say anything to you about redecorating or repairing the paneling in the staterooms?
No, miss, not to me, he didn't.
And you think he would have, if that's what he wanted done?
I think so. But Mr. Carter was always one to be full of surprises. He could have done it without saying anything to me.
You don't know of any reason why anyone should want to kill him?
Not me, sir. I didn't know anything about his private life, only as the owner of the North Star.
Did he and his wife use the North Star much?
Oh, yes, quite a bit. Sailed a couple of times to Hawaii with her, lots of trips to Vancouver, B.C., he was in the shipping business, you know.
Yeah. Well, Mike, unless you have any more questions...
Yes, just one. Where was the North Star anchored the last time you were aboard?
She was tied up at her own jetty, 3 miles northeast of Oleum.
Oh, so she's been moved in the past 3 months.
Yes, miss, out into the middle of the bay and about 3 miles south.
Uh-huh, I see. Well, thanks a lot, Mr. Wright.
The sergeant will show you out. And bring in Mrs. Carter, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Sit down, Mrs. Carter. I know this has been quite an ordeal. You identified your husband?
Yes.
We suspect murder, Mrs. Carter. Have you any reason to suspect anyone?
No, my husband hadn't an enemy in the world that I know of.
You thought he was still in South America?
Well, yes, although I haven't had a letter for a month. I used to hear from him regularly every week.
I suppose you inherit your husband's property, Mrs. Carter?
I suppose I do. Half of it is mine anyway. I inherited it from my mother.
Did your husband say anything about repairing or redecorating the paneling in the salons?
No. But that reminds me of something.
Yes, Mrs. Carter?
Well, I heard Mr. Jackson talking to someone on the phone the other day about paneling. I didn't know what he was talking about, but then I paid very little attention to my husband's business.
I see. And you can't help us anymore?
I'm sorry, but I'm afraid not. If I think of anything, I'll call you, Inspector.
Thank you. The sergeant will show you out. Bring in the captain, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
We may be out of call on you, Mrs. Carter. It might be necessary to search your husband's papers.
Certainly, Mr. Shane.
Sit down, Captain.
Thanks.
I take it that if you only took over command of the ship yesterday, You haven't given any orders?
No, I spent yesterday and today checking supplies, looking over the ship's gear.
You knew nothing about the replacing of the salon paneling?
Oh, yes. The man I thought was the owner told me he was having it replaced, and the workman already knew what to do.
And this man that you thought was the owner, what did he look like?
I don't know. I never saw him.
But you said you spoke to him when he hired you.
I spoke to him on the phone.
Aha. Now we get somewhere. What was his phone number?
I don't know. He called me. I wrote him an answer to his advertisement and put my phone number in the letter. Called me on the phone and told me to report aboard yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And that's all you know?
That's all I know. I saw the ad, answered it, and he told me the berth was mine. I came aboard, and that's that.
Well, thanks a lot, Captain. I guess you'd better get back aboard ship.
I'll wait for the quartermaster. I'm sure he doesn't know any more than I do.
As you wish, Captain.
You're quite certain that the quartermaster doesn't know anything?
How can he? I picked him up on the waterfront this afternoon. He's only been aboard a few hours.
I see.
All right, Sergeant. We'll see Mr. Jackson next.
Just a second, Inspector.
Yes, Mike?
I think maybe we ought to take a trip out to Mr. Carter's home before we talk to Jackson.
All right, Mike. Keep Jackson and the quartermaster till we get back, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Inspector.
Get out into the cargo and see if the captain and Jackson or the quartermaster get to talking.
Right, Inspector.
Attaboy, Inspector.
Are you serious about going out to Carter's place?
Well, yes, honey. Why?
Well, I've been following your advice, Mike.
Yes, Angel?
I've been listening to the tone of these voices.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think the captain is lying. Or at least not telling the whole truth.
Why, Phil?
Well, he said he hadn't given any orders since he went aboard.
That's right.
Yeah. He said he'd been checking stores and looking over the ship's gear, but...
Well, then who painted the stanchions with red lead? The captain? Those stanchions were still damp.
Well, it takes red lead quite a time to dry, but Angel, I think you have something there.
Hmm.
I don't know quite what it is, but you have something.
Thanks, Mrs. Carter, for waiting up for us.
Oh, not at all. Naturally, I'm anxious to do anything I can to help find my husband's murderer. Hmm? I'm afraid I hardly realize he's dead.
Yes, there isn't much we can say, Mrs. Carter, except that we'll get his murderer if anybody can.
This was my husband's office, his home office. Mm-hmm. Mr. Jackson always worked here when my husband was out of town.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'd better check the desk first. Bill, you take this drawer, Inspector.
I don't know any about shipping schedules.
Say, Mike.
Phil. Yeah? Hmm? What is it?
Here's the North Star's clearance to leave her jetty on an anchor in the bay. Dated the 26th of last month.
Well, it might mean something. We'll remember that.
Hey, what have you got there, Mike?
Well, something not quite on the up and up, I think.
In the fireplace there?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Burned envelopes and letters. Here, Inspector.
Yeah.
Here, if that isn't part of a Panama stamp...
Panama?
Then I don't...
That's where my husband was when I last heard from him.
Well, this was mailed the 21st. Airmail.
The last I received was the 18th.
Mailed the 21st, and the North Star changed her moorings on the 26th.
Yes, Angel, yes. Just time to receive this letter and change the ship's moorings.
Does that mean something?
It depends, Mrs. Carter. It depends. Inspector.
Yeah, Mike.
I think we should pay a visit to the North Star's jetty, 3 miles northeast of Oleum, as I remember it.
We'll rejoin Mike and Phyllis in their adventures in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, for the benefit of those who may have tuned in late, we are repeating the announcement made earlier in the program. Post-war gasoline is here. Union Oil Company's huge new 100-octane refineries have been shifted to civilian production after long months of exclusive military service. That means that within a very few days, depending on your locality, you'll be able to buy a powerful new 76 gasoline that beats all pre-war performance. As fast as this new super gasoline can be blended, our trucks are delivering it to your Minuteman stations. Some have it already. If your Union Oil man hasn't received his first shipment of this sensational new 76 gasoline, he will within the next 2 weeks. Just as soon as he does, he'll post signs announcing its arrival in his station. Watch for these signs to go up, and then drive in for a real thrill. Your first tank full of the new post-war 76 gasoline. Soon on sale at all Union Oil Minuteman stations. Watch for it. Mike, Phyllis, and the inspector are facing one of their most baffling mysteries. A murder with apparently no motive and no clues. We pick them up at the jetty where the North Star is usually tied up.
Well, there's not a thing that I can see. Bare jetty.
Odds and ends of rope, freshly painted staunchion.
Yes, everything connected with the North Star seems to lead to staunchion.
What is it, Mike?
Look,
a piece of red glass. Looks like part of a ship's lantern. Port lantern.
A natural deduction, Inspector, since we're on a jetty, but look again. Then look at the railing here.
A long scratch with paint rubbed into it.
Yeah. A scratch made by an automobile bumper and rear fender.
Yes. When the car was backed up to turn around, whoever was driving scuffed along the rail and broke this tail lamp glass. Sergeant?
Yeah, Mike.
Check with Mrs. Carter's car, Jackson's car, and the captain's if he has one.
Yes, sir. Mike.
But first get hold of Chips.
Chips?
The ship's carpenter, Mr. Wright.
Oh.
Get hold of him and tell him to meet us aboard the North Star as quickly as possible.
Yeah. And then?
And then bring everybody back out to the ship, but not before you've checked all the automobiles.
Yeah, Mike.
And what's our move, Mike?
Back aboard the North Star and lay a trap for a murderer.
Constant creaking of the ship gets me.
I think we're in luck. I don't believe the captain or the quartermaster are back on the boat.
No, Mike. Captain said he was going to wait for the quartermaster, so they're both back at headquarters.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot.
What are you looking for, Mike?
I don't know, but I'm giving these port stanchions the once over. Say.
What?
You see that dark stain on the deck?
Yeah.
Sure. What about it?
You know what made that?
No. Do you?
No, but I'll make a good guess. Fresh water.
Fresh water?
Yes. Deck should always be washed down with salt water. It leaves them white and sparkling. Fresh water makes them dark.
Yeah, but even so much.
Shh. I hope this is Chips, our ship's carpenter.
Ahoy there! North Star!
Yeah. Here's the line! Tie up and come aboard!
All right. All right, mate. Well, what can I do for you?
Tell me, what will dissolve red lead?
Red lead? Why, oil will if it ain't too old. And you've got to scrape it.
Take a look at the staunching.
I'll wipe that off in no time.
You've got oil aboard?
Sure thing.
Okay, let's get going.
All right, sir.
Now for a quick look at the salon. You know, this was a pretty cleverly conceived murder. If that body hadn't been found for a week or two, there would have been no trace of this murder at all.
There isn't much trace even now, Mike.
Not enough for your district attorney or grand jury, but enough for me. And I think we can trap the murderer without too much difficulty.
Well, this is the salon in here.
Oh, what a beautiful place.
Yes. Doesn't seem to me that the paneling needs redecorating.
But I tell you what it does look like, Mike.
Yeah?
Looks as if the paneling had been torn out in the search for something.
The ship's safe, perhaps?
Could be, or something hidden behind the paneling.
There goes Chips.
Why do you call him Chips? His name is Wright.
All ship's carpenters are called Chips, at least in the books I read.
Well, here we are. I found these rags in the captain's cabin.
Good.
Look like they've been used for the same job before.
Let me see those.
Blood?
I think so. Here, use this one.
All right, sir. This is going to make a mess of the deck, though.
That's all right.
Do I hear a boat coming?
Yeah, I hear it too, Phil.
Hurry, Chips, hurry. Get some more of that red lead off.
All right, sir. I'm going like the roaring 40s I am.
That's the stuff.
You've got it down to the old paint there in spots.
Peels right off when it's still soft this way.
Ahoy, North Star!
Tie up and come aboard, Sergeant. Bring everybody aboard with you.
I think this ought to do it.
Hey, what's going on there? You'll ruin that deck.
I think this deck's already been ruined, Captain. But let that go for a moment. The inspector had you all brought out here to see what we were doing.
Yeah, what are you doing?
We're taking off the last few layers of red lead that somebody put on this stanchion. Now, would you know who did it? You did it, Captain? You've been aboard 2 days and this red lead was still soft and wet. Could it have been put on without your knowing about it?
Red lead often takes a week to dry. That stanchion hasn't been painted since I came aboard.
That stanchion is the clue to this killing.
What do you mean?
Mr. Carter was killed aboard his own ship.
on the ship?
He was probably hit on the head with a marlin spike, but that's beside the point. The main point is that while his killers were changing his clothes, putting the ship's carpenter's clothes on him, he bled quite a bit. Some blood was spattered on the deck. The killers tried to clean that with fresh water.
Yeah.
Then they were afraid that some of his blood was on the freshly painted stanchion.
So after they'd thrown his body overboard, they repainted the stanchion.
But not before they got a smear of red lead on the pants leg as they heaved him overboard.
Oh, but who would do such a thing? My husband...
The captain, for one, Mrs. Carter, and I think the sergeant has the answer to the other. Right, Sergeant?
Yes, sir. Mike, we found the car.
The car? What car?
Yes, Captain, the car which was used to take Mr. Carter out to the jetty while the North Star was still tied up there. That car has a broken taillight and a badly scraped fender.
And it is where, Sergeant?
In Mr. Jackson's garage.
Jackson, you fool, I told you!
Shut up, you idiot!
Cut out the arguing. You'll need all the arguments you can scrape together when you face the jury.
Okay, Sergeant, you can handle them.
Tastes good. Nearly 6 a.m. and I'm hungry.
You know, I was afraid that the inspector wasn't going to get a confession from those two, the captain and Jackson. They were tough monkeys.
Oh, not so tough, really. They had just spent so much time plotting and carrying out this murder that they couldn't realize they were trapped.
Oh, such a senseless murder, too, Mike.
All murders are senseless, honey. But I don't think they started out with the idea of murder in mind. As I see it, the secretary of Jackson had made several trips on the North Star. He knew that wherever they went, Mr. Carter always had plenty of ready cash.
Mm.
He just got the idea in the back of his head that the money was hidden somewhere on board. He didn't know where, but when Carter went to Central and South America, he determined to make a haul.
Mm. So when the crew was on vacation, he got together with this man who called himself the captain. They started taking the salon apart, huh?
Right, Angel, right. Jackson needed someone who knew something about ships.
And then when he saw from the mail that Carter was coming home, he got panicky and destroyed the letters to Mrs. Carter?
Mm-hmm. He met the unsuspecting Carter when he arrived, took him out to the jetty where the North Star was berthed, set out into the middle of the bay and killed him.
Ah, dressing him in the carpenter's clothes so if he were found, nobody could identify him.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Have some more coffee, Mike?
Sure thing, Angel.
How's the shoulder after the night's excitement?
Oh, pretty good, but I still think you'll have to come over for a few nights and fix dinner for me.
I will not. You can eat out if you're too lazy to fix your own dinner. You know, I've been thinking, Mike.
Yes, Angel?
Wouldn't it be nice to have a yacht like the North Star and go anyplace anytime you wanted to?
Oh, I don't know. Look what happened to Mrs. Carter. She lost her husband on account of the North Star.
Of course, darling. I don't have a husband.
Well, don't give up hope, Angel. Now, if you were to fix my dinners for the next few weeks...
Mike Shane, I believe that's all you think about in a wife, a good cook.
Oh, no, Angel, not quite. But being a good cook is a good recommendation.
Before we sign off, I'd like to repeat the special announcement made earlier in the program. Post-war gasoline is here. As fast as Union Oil Company's trucks can haul it, a powerful new 76 gasoline is being delivered to your Minuteman stations. Watch for the signs to go up at all Union Oil stations announcing the first shipment of the new 76 gasoline. Then drive in for a real thrill. Your first tank full of powerful post-war gasoline, soon on sale at all Union Oil Minuteman stations. Watch for it. Again next week at 8 o'clock for another adventure with Michael Shane, Private Detective, starring Wally Mayer and Kathy Lewis, with Joe Forte as the inspector. Written and produced by David Taylor, tonight's story was based on the character created by Brett Halliday. Music was composed and directed by Charles Dent. This is John Lang saying goodnight for the people who make 76 gasoline and Triton Motor Oil, Union Oil Company. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System. ¶¶